Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Astros Baseball. On this episode, we're going to talk about JV being on the IL, possible extensions for Framber and Bregman. Sorry about that. What about today's lineup? Was that opening day lineup? And we got some mailbag questions, some final thoughts, as well as a lot of other Astros stuff. And joining me tonight, as always, but this time it's just me and you, Wally, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, just watching the games, wishing they'd get a few more hits, but I don't think it's anything to get worried about. It was interesting to see Abreu play the whole game. We'll talk about a little bit that in, when we talk about today's lineup.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm working during the day. I really haven't seen much spring training, but I'm getting the alerts when things happen, and I'm still pretty excited about the Astros. Let's talk about this. This is kind of the big news of the day. We've been wondering, JV, he's injured. Is he going to be ready for that opening day start? It looked like he wasn't, and now he's on the IL. I haven't read too much about this, but my opinion, just reading this, is maybe, like you said, he could be ready for the fifth game, or probably he's probably going to miss a turn or two in the rotation. And if he's on the IL, it can be what, 7 days, and they can just add another guy to the roster instead of having a guy not doing anything. What have you heard about this, JV on the IL?
From what it sounds like, he's going to be middle of the month. It doesn't sound like anybody's concerned. They said this is just part of the buildup process. It does create an extra spot for Blanco to get a turn or two, and he's certainly looked the part during spring training. You know, today he got hit 3 innings, no runs, pitched well every time he's been out, and today was 3 innings, 1 hit, 4 strikeouts, and almost as importantly, especially in spring training, he had 1 walk. If you had looked at me in the spring and before the spring started and said Blanco's been our best pitcher, I'd say you're crazy, but that's what he's been.
Yeah. I mean, if you weren't an Astros fan and maybe you're just over there in Florida and you're like, let's just watch all these Astro games, you know, we're right here, they would be like, who is this Ronel Blanco dude? He's got to be the ace of the staff because this guy's a stud. Another amazing outing. And like you said, he's probably going to get a chance to get on the roster.
You know, something that really surprised me on this, we talk about rotation, and is that Espada came out and named his rotation, and France was in it. And we haven't seen anything from JP yet. I find it kind of interesting that France hadn't pitched yet. Of course, neither has Verlander. And France is penciled in to be the fourth, fifth starter.
Yeah. That's what I'm reading from Brian McTaggart, Astros general manager. Dana Brown said he's not in the market for any more starting pitching. Mm-mm. He envisions a rotation of Valdez, Javier, Urquidy, Brown, and France, like you said. And we haven't even seen France yet. And it also says additional depth with Ronel Blanco and Spencer Arrighetti. Yeah. Are you reading anything that, or not really reading like words on a paper, but just the vibes and just things you're hearing? Are we going to see Spencer Arrighetti way earlier than we expected?
I don't know if we'll see him way earlier, but I would. Okay, I'll throw it out there. He's up before the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, because he's talking about Ronel Blanco, who's doing lights out, getting some more depth, because one of these guys have to take JV spot, I guess. But
yeah. Has Arrighetti just had one start? You think he had that one start against, I want to say, the Mets?
Yeah, he's got one coming up, though.
Oh, okay. When is his next start?
I believe so. Don't get me lying. I'd have to look it up. But I saw it on X, where you can all follow us, Podcast Astros. I saw it where they said this is the next three starters. So maybe later on.
Yeah, I saw that.
Can look that up. But I don't know who it is exactly.
Well, they need to get him a couple more starts, and they need to get Blanco more starts. They need to figure out a time when France is going to be ready, or else you're going to be looking at some sort of a tandem situation with France, since he's not built up. It wouldn't surprise me that much if you see tandem with France and Blanco.
Yeah, I mean, even if France isn't ready to go, Blanco looks to be the part. I mean, he's pretty awesome. So, I mean, you take JV out of it, the rotation is still really good.
It sure is.
I really do like it a lot. So you know, what are you? Oh,
go ahead. It's the same questions we've always had. Is are you going to get good Fromber? Are you going to get bad Fromber? Are you going to get good Christian? Are you going to get bad Christian? You know, Javier's looked really good this spring so far. Hopefully, they've got his mechanics figured out, and hopefully Fromber's head is on the mound and not someplace out in space.
So I got more here looking for that. Justin Verlander will not start the season. He'll start the season on the IL, but he hopes not to be sidelined for very long. But just like we were saying, he's a veteran. He knows his body. That's what he's saying. I'm trying to trust my body and not rush anything because of a date on a calendar being opening day. Just trying to do things the right way. And that's what we've been saying all along. He's not going to rush himself back. He's going to make sure that he's here for the long haul. No reason to waste your best pitcher, you know, trying to get here early.
And I give the Astros tons of credit for this, because their first part of the season is rough, and it would be so easy to get to push these guys back and rush them back in, because you've got the Yankees, you've got the Blue Jays, you've got
Rangers.
Yankees, Blue Jays, Rangers. You go to Kansas City, and I think Kansas City's going to be improved versus Atlanta. So it would be real easy to try to push somebody and pitch them against teams when the pitchers just aren't ready. They get an off day. They have one off day before the 18th, and their second off day on the 18th. And then they get the Nationals, on the road to the Nationals, the Cubs and the Rockies. So things start lightening up.
All right. So Tuesday starter, which was today, was Blanco. Tomorrow's going to be Fromber. And it says Abreu, Coleman, Hader, Mashinsky, Presley, and Ortega is going to be in relief. Thursday, Christian Javier with Belak, Montero, and Sosa in relief. And Friday, Spencer Arrighetti. So Friday will be Spencer Arrighetti's second start, I believe. I have not heard anything about him pitching twice, and I don't think anyone else has either.
Yeah, no, that's the only time. I wonder how long they keep him up, if they're going to keep him up till the end and then option him out when the time comes, because he's just been on the 40 man, so he's got three options left.
Yeah. So another thing on today, my boy Luke Berryhill sang the national anthem at today's game.
Oh, cool. I didn't hear that. I have to claim dumb, because I was listening to it on the radio, on the stream on Sirius, and then I turned the TV on and realized it was on Space City Network.
All right, next topic is extension estimates for Fromber and Bregy. This is all you, pal. I have zero clue what these guys are going to get. Did show a little bit of what maybe Bregman's going to get.
Interestingly enough, I was looking on The Athletic, and which is just a wonderful, wonderful subscription. You know, it's sports the way sports used to be, and rather than just going for flash, it's total content. And then they had Fromber at 5 at 105 based on Logan Webb's deal. Webb is making a little less than that on an annual basis. They took it Fromber like first two or three years at 30, and there's the first 2 years at 30, and then the remaining five at or the main remaining three at 40 for 45, so 15 15 average, but you know, it probably goes down from there. And in Bregman, they had him at 17-7 and 210 based on Rafael Devers' deal. They were pretty well able to straight line Devers' deal because with Bregman's, because if this, they would both go at like age 36, age 37. And I, you know, if that's what the market's going to give them, then we need to start checking our depth, because I don't see either of those deals happen.
No. 7 for 210, that's $30 million a year. That's, I mean, I think the Astros can afford it, because in a couple of years, JV will be off of there. Not sure. I think Framber's, he's got to turn things around. I mean, the guy was pretty much the ace for a while until he fell apart and we got JV, but we'll see what happens. You know, you can't keep everybody.
No, that's right. And that's one of the things the Astros are running up against. And, you know, what happens with Bregman? What happens with Tucker? You know, the Astros are smart enough. They're not going to pay Framber simply because they didn't hold on to these other two guys.
Yeah.
One of the things Crane's been so good about is not spending stupid money. He, you know, he did not go to the financial school of Dave Dombrowski.
All right. So if you look at today's lineup, this could be the opening day lineup. So if you're curious where someone going to bat in the lineup when the real games start, this may be what we're going to get. Altuve, Alvarez at second, batting second. Did you read that when they first told Yordan he was going to bat second, they thought he was just playing a joke on him?
Yeah, I can imagine that too, because here's a guy that's been batting third or fourth his entire life.
Yeah. So he's got Altuve, Alvarez, Bregman, Kyle Tucker in the cleanup spot, Jose Abreu fifth, Yainer Diaz batting sixth. And then here, I think everybody probably would have that same lineup. And it's just kind of the bottom where you're going to put the bottom 7, 8, 9. They got McCormick, Pena, and Jake Myers. I like Jake Myers at 9. I really like him.
I do too.
Batting before the top of the lineup. I like it.
Yeah, Pena. They got Pena 8th, McCormick 7th, Yiner 6th. You know, you can. I agree with you. You can certainly flop Yiner and McCormick. You know, we'll just see how they end up. These things tend to work themselves out.
Yeah.
What's going to be interesting is how does Alvarez take to second? You know, I was listening to Matt Olson talk on MLB radio, and they do the Braves spring training, did the MLB radio spring training tour with the Braves. And he brought something up that really makes a lot of sense. The analytics always say, bat your best batter second. Well, what analytics will tell you is that every at bat means the same, and they don't. And there's certain guys that they can hit with the bases loaded with men on. There's certain guys that hit well with nobody on.
Yeah,
you know, we'll only know if we try it. I'm glad they tried it. Trout's done well in the second spot when he's on the field. You know, you get Trout and Rendon together and you got one guy. But
back in the day when Springer was our leadoff hitter, Altuve batted second. He was our best hitter. Yeah.
So, you know, whoever would have thought Springer would be such a fantastic leadoff hitter. You try him, and the only way that you're going to see if it works is on live fire.
Yeah. It was kind of different. You usually get some guy that has no power, you know, just get on base and let the big boys move you around. But Springer was a slugger, but he was.
Sure was.
The thing about Springer is he brought the energy. And if he got going, the team got going. But going back to like hitting second, to me, once you hit in the first inning, it doesn't matter anymore.
No, it really doesn't.
It's the thing that matters, and we've spoke on this already. If you're the best hitter and you're further up in the lineup, you're going to get more at bats.
Yeah.
So I think it's good.
I think we said a couple of casts ago that it's about 15 at bats a year, 15 plate appearances a year.
Yeah.
And about one a week, and if you can Alvarez up once a week, you never know if he's going to be facing Robbie Ray.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a fun experiment.
Yeah. So in one of our episodes, we did mailbag questions, and I haven't been like totally getting on YouTube and checking it out, but we had some comments on that, Wally.
Cool.
So number one is from JD. I need my glass. Let me zoom in. JDO three-ish. JDO, you know who you are. You know who you are. He says, discuss the Astros pitching coaches. Have they underperformed since Stromy left? They could not pull Fromber out of his mental funk last year, but maybe that's more of a job for a sports psychologist. He already has one of those. But I don't think you can replace Stromy. Whenever Stromy was here, no matter... You remember they could just sign the worst pitcher in the world and we're like, Stromy will fix him. So
you ever heard the story about when Stromy talked to Charlie Morton for the first time?
No.
It's fantastic. It's total Stromy. And I'll have to clean it up a little bit. Stromy was watching Morton throw and they'd signed him. So we started talking about Stromy, you know, about Morton's style of pitching, said, what's your style of pitching? And Stromy was impressed with his stuff. So Stromy asked Morton and says, you know, what's your style of pitching? And Morton says, well, the coaches have always said, you know, told me to pitch to contact. And Strom says, well, why you want to let him hit the thing?
Yeah.
And he dropped an F-bomb on it.
And oh yeah.
So Stromy was certainly one of a kind. But when Stromy left, he said the last guy that he had actually developed was McCullers. You know, Miller and what's the other guy's name? There's Josh Miller. And
I have no idea.
I'll tell you here in a second. But they had been the ones that had developed the pitchers since Bill Murphy. They'd developed all the young pitchers since Stromy. And of course, I'm sure Stromy was in there talking to him and guiding him and help. Yeah. He had largely planned this move. You know.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The pitchers, we'll see. The pitchers did not do as well last year. You know,
I think last year we just had, I think Framber had a meltdown. And then two of the guys we relied on, JP France and Hunter Brown, they just ran out of gas. So maybe they'll be a little better this year.
Last year, I think the whole team was just tired.
Yeah. Well, they're playing in November every year. It's pretty rough.
Yeah. When you look at the extra time we play, we've talked about you. That's an extra season of baseball over the past 6-7 years.
Yeah.
And they were sloppier and Crane brought that up. That's the one thing I've seen this spring that I didn't, you know, today's game, Myers got picked off and Abreu got doubled off. And you know, that's the kind of thing, whether it's spring training or whether it's regular season, you just play clean baseball. We can't have that.
So Wally brought up a story from Brent Strom, and he was actually on this podcast a year ago or maybe a little longer. Favorite guest of all time.
I'm sure he was great.
You know, I said, name something that you've done, like, when you go up to the pitcher that's struggling and you know, you don't even tell him anything about baseball. You just tell him something funny. And he said he went up there and said, you need to get these two guys out quick because I got to take a dump. You know, the guy's just crazy. And he said he walked off holding his backside. So you can find it, folks. Just go where you listen to your podcast and search up the Strami interview. It is solid gold.
That is gold.
All right. So Texas Pride 62. Thank you for watching. Yordan, future first baseman.
I don't see why not. I don't think it's in the cards anytime soon.
Yeah.
You know, he moves well. He throws well. You know, there are a lot of pelts on the wall that Yordan's thrown out already. Yeah. And he moves better in the outfield than people think. It, you know, like any guy who's 6'5", I think he's 6'5", it takes him a little longer to get going. But his top speed's pretty good. And he made a couple of nice catches against the fence last year. I don't see it anytime soon. One thing as a hitter, you want to be careful about guys playing first base. Cliff Floyd, if you've seen Cliff Floyd on MLB TV, his career was pretty much ruined as a really star player. He was a huge, huge prospect. Yeah. And he was playing first base and he had his glove out and somebody ran into his glove, broke his wrist. And, you know, he was, he played for a long time, but he was never the same.
Yeah. I would assume when, he loses the skills in the field, he'll just be a DH.
I would think so too.
Yeah. You just have this big dude that can hit and DH. That's
a lot of funny things happen.
I say if it happens, it's going to be a long, long way away, or it either is never going to happen. That's my opinion. My opinion is it's never going to happen.
Yeah. It won't happen under this contract he's under right now.
Yeah. All right. Here's some talk about Cabbage. This is Texas Pride once again. Cabbage is on the bubble, but he hopes he can make it. Can he hit the breaking ball? Is that an issue for Cabbage?
You know, I haven't seen enough of him. You look at some of the guys that are looking for spots. Cabbage is in a fight with guys like Singleton. He's in a fight with guys like Kinsley, Kessinger, Jolks. You know, one thing Cabbage has going for him, he can play infield and outfield, but he's more of a corner guy. Kessinger is pretty much a straight infielder. Jolks has had a really good spring. Jolks is hitting right now .357. He got one of the two hits today. Jolks was doing so well last year, and then he went into that 0-for-36, and it got into his head, and he just couldn't shake himself out. And the sad thing about that was right after he was just super, super hot. And then he hit a line drive to center field and guy made a great play. And it's something like, it was almost like when he was so frustrated, the guy made the play that he went into a huge slump.
Yeah.
But he looks the part and he looks more relaxed this year. So, I mean, if you're looking at the two spots you're battling for, you've got Kessinger and Jolks. Singleton's out of options.
Yeah,
that might mean something, but Singleton's also just a first baseman.
Yeah,
and they might just take a chance of letting Singleton go and hope he makes it through waivers.
Yeah, I think Kessinger can do more as well.
Yeah,
he's more valuable to the team than Singleton, and the other guy would probably be an outfielder. So I'd say Corey Jolks. He did amazing last year. This is a guy that I would have bet the farm on that somebody was going to steal him in the Rule 5 draft and nobody wanted him. And he performed great.
I think he was on the 40 man. He was on the 40 man still. So I don't think he wouldn't have been exposed, but
no, last year he was
before last year.
Yeah. Last year.
You're right.
Exposed and nobody picked him up. And then he ends up making the roster out of camp.
Right.
And doing great. And then I was thinking all these teams that could have had him, they're like, wow, we could have had that guy on the cheap.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, thank you for your mailbag questions. Houston 44 is our next topic. I don't live in Houston, but if you do, and you are a old school Astro fan, and you're a fan of Roy Oswalt, he's bringing his Houston 44 bourbon to H-Town. You can meet Oswalt and buy a bottle from 11 to 2 p.m. on Saturday at Specs on Smith Street. Is there only one Smith Street in Houston?
Well, yeah, it's pretty long, but it's the main Specs warehouse, and that's if Specs on Smith Street doesn't have it, it's probably not made.
It says not only this bottle cool, but this stuff is very good. Are you a bourbon guy?
Oh yeah, but you know, as I've aged, bourbon's not as nice to me as it used to be.
Yeah, nothing is nice to me.
But you know, Weller's. I drink Weller's like my dad did and does, and Dad's drank Weller's since, you know, the 70s, when you couldn't give it away. Now you can hardly find it.
Well, I don't have anything else to add. We are quickly approaching our final thoughts. What else do you have before the final thoughts?
Well, that's going to be my final thoughts is, that, you know, when we talk about injuries and how they can affect somebody, there were two really big injuries that have come up this week. Lucas Giolito, who was picked up by the Red Sox, you know, it's kind of a reclamation project for them after having a tough year with the White Sox, getting traded to the Angels, not really doing very well out there either. Was signed a 2-year, $38 million deal with the Red Sox, and now it looks like he's going to have TJ. Sonny Gray, who was just picked up by the Cardinals, has got a hamstring, and that's going to be they're going to have to rest him. They're going to have to just let that hamstring heal because there's not much you can do other than rest it. And then he's out for 2 months. So as we talk about JV taking his time, let's make sure he takes his time and he's ready to go, because mistakes are really expensive.
Oh, yeah. There's no reason to have him out there. All right. So mine is Brooks Gate. This guy's got so much stuff. He's just amazing. So this is the standings, MLB standings, between 2020 and 2023. So the Astros are number one in the West. I'm sure everybody expected that. 25 games better than Seattle. The LA Angels are third, and the Texas Rangers are fourth, 80 games behind. So 2020, 1, 2, and in the last 4 years, the Astros have won 80 more games than Texas. So suck on that, Rangers fans. Who do you think has been the best in the AL East?
Ooh, probably Tampa.
Yeah, you're right. That would be my guess as well. 19 games ahead of Tampa, of the Yankees. What about the Central?
Cleveland.
Yes, you're correct. 9 games ahead of Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota's going to be pretty good this year, though.
You haven't seen this, have you? Because you're doing really well.
No.
It's kind of easy, right? The Atlanta.
Well, the Central a little bit, I figure, is close between Cleveland and Minnesota, but Cleveland's been good in Minnesota. So you've got the West AL. The NL West is Los Angeles, because they've won it 7 years in a row or something like that.
Yeah, the worst team in the East is Baltimore, and the worst in the Central is Kansas City. The NL East is the Braves. I gave that away. 41 games ahead of Philadelphia. Wow. NL Central. This is going to be tough because they're all about the same team.
Yeah, they're all about the same. You've got Milwaukee, Chicago, and St. Louis. St. Louis had a bad year, so I'm going to go with Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is the best team in the NL Central 2020-2023. Chicago's 40 games back. Cincinnati's only 4 games worse than Chicago. That's pretty surprising. And Pittsburgh is in the cellar. NL West.
NL West has got it. Is the Dodgers.
Yeah. 64 games better than the Giants.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's as close as 64. Of course, the Giants had that 1 year. They won 107.
There are only 2 teams that are 100 games or more worse than the best team in the division over the last 4 years. The Washington Nationals, 111.5 games behind. And the worst is the Rockies, 132 games behind the Dodgers. You can talk a little. I want to look and see who the worst winning percentage is.
Well, we're talking about Washington. One of the interesting things about the Astros being in with Washington, as bad as they've been, they've got some players that are starting to come. They've got Cruz, they've got Wood, They're finally starting to get some players that have come up, because they've been dreadful since the World Series. Colorado doesn't surprise, because they just do the same thing every year and they stink.
Yeah, they're not even the worst team as far as winning percentage. The second worst with a .399 win percentage. It's got to suck to be a fan of these teams. Pittsburgh. And the worst team, the Nationals. That's your worst team since 2020.
Pittsburgh's also starting to put some people. They've got Paul Skeens, who's not going to make the lineup, but you see guys like O'Neill Cruz. Pittsburgh would have been better last year if Cruz wouldn't have gotten hurt. You know, they've kept Brian Reynolds. They extended Keller. Call it end of maybe 25 when you got a top two of Keller and Skeens. That's, you know, they're starting to make some progress.
I was going to tell you something else, but I forgot. Oh, yeah. Didn't the Nationals win the World Series in 2019?
Yeah.
And they're the worst team since 2020.
Unfortunately.
So that's what I've been saying, Astros fans. You lose to the Rangers, that's fine. You're still here. Everyone that beats you, they're not around anymore. So
right.
It's good to be the Astros fan. Win or lose the World Series, it's okay. So our final thoughts are done. Well, we really do appreciate you guys tuning in. We live stream our games here. I mean, our podcasts on X. You can find us there on Podcast Astros and T.O. Ernesto's and my page. And if you follow me on Facebook, you can watch it on there too. And YouTube page is up. So wherever you want to enjoy it, you can find Astros Baseball anywhere.
And also on the Apple Podcast Store.
Apple Podcast, iHeart Radio.
iHeart
is our number one.
We're ubiquitous.
We are, right? Aren't they getting rid of like Spotify?
I heard
Spotify was like getting rid of podcasts or something.
I don't know. I don't do Spotify.
Oh, I don't either. So also I want to give a big shout out to these 28 people watching the live stream right now. That has got to be a record, White Wally.
It's most I've seen.
I wish we had more content.
We really enjoy doing this, and we hope you do too, and appreciate you tuning in.
Yep. All right, guys, for Wally, I'm your host, Rob Fontenot, as well, and we will see you next time on Astros.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.